We don't have it.
He said he was kind of, well, we talked today, and I told him we weren't going to pre-meet Jeff and I, and we were going to pre-meet with Gil, and he said he'd get it back to let me know. And so I just texted him 5 minutes ago and said, hey, are you on your way?
We'll go ahead and wait a minute then for...
I didn't get a response from him, so maybe he's in the car.
Well, you might as well just get started. There's some...
Yeah, it's because it was...
Yeah, I mean, I don't need counsel for anything.
Okay, sounds good. Then we'll go ahead and call to order this September 4th meeting of the Oceano Community Service... Yeah, the Board of Directors meeting for the South Sanitation District in the Oceano Community Services District boardroom. So if you'd all roll call, please. Mr. Gent.
Director Austin.
Here.
Chair Lee?
Here.
Chair Ray Russell?
Here.
Vice Chair Ray Russell?
We are all here, so if we all rise, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Jones, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Michael, Mr. Jones.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I sprung that on him, didn't
you? I meant to tell him beforehand, I apologize, or ask him beforehand, so, but thank you for doing that. So next we'll do our agenda review. Is there any member of the board that wants to either poll or adjust or ask questions on the agenda?
I have nothing.
I'll consider that consensus to proceed as agenda.
Chair Lee, I have one minor correction. If you note, there's two minutes, one for the special meeting and one for the regular meeting. And the footer for those both indicate that they're item 5B, but one's 5B and one's 5C. So if you look at the footer of the minutes for the August 21st special meeting, it is incorrectly in the footer labeled as item 5B, and I just wanted to note that.
Gotcha. We will go ahead and make that change as we consider the consent agenda. Okay, so, but I think it's, at least the agenda I've got has it all as 5A, 5B, 5C on the agenda itself.
Okay. Correct.
Okay. Very good. So then we'll consider, unless there's any concerns, we'll consider the agenda to be, continue with the agenda as published. Wow. Okay. Here I thought this was going to be a quick meeting, but since I can't talk, so we'll continue. We'll move into public comments. So this is the time for any member of the public to speak to the board on any item that is not on the agenda for this evening. So if you would please limit your comments to 3 minutes on items within the jurisdiction of the district. So good evening.
Hi. Mary Oceano. Resident of the sanitation district, one of their neighbors.
Emeritus.
Yeah. So I understand that you kind of we had this uproar about a lot of the work going to unions, and the union came and represented themselves quite well, and I think that's great, but I think that all the communities got short-sighted on that deal. We didn't really have ample time nor understanding of the depth and the risks that were taken until the very last minute. And so I cordially request a clear explanation as to why the deadline for response to the bid was extended for the union and not put out there for all to respond. I thought that was favoritism. And as a person who has extensive, experience on review boards and putting funds out for competitive bid, that would have been a violation and I would have lost that appeal. And so I thought the solicitation was flawed. It was also... the fiscal impact was not clearly made to these communities. They have no idea what was at risk, how much money was at risk, how much money still is at risk, and that their rates could be impacted in the future. And to what degree do we know that data? Because, nobody seems to care except for the people who have to pay the bills and endure those rate increases, no matter what they are, and that's at your your calling, and so I think you owe us an explanation, at the very least. You owe us a fiscal impact report. What could we have lost, and what will we lost, and how much have you spent on legal so far, because that has not been clearly disclosed in a proper fashion. And weighing the risks and the benefits. What drove you to risk that much money in grant funds, and still to this day we could lose a lot of funds that haven't been awarded or were going to be awarded. So I thought it was done pretty sloppily. And so that brings me to my third point, is I think it's time to do a board report card. And they're done quite frequently on elected bodies, and I've been on many, many report cards. And it sees, and it shows, doesn't have to be a negative thing, it can be a positive thing, but you can really learn on where you need to improve, where you're excellent at, and where does the community stand in your personal priorities and where you're moving in life. Because there was something very, very shady that happened last time, and we all can admit it, and we all know it. So let's prevent it from happening in the future and grade ourselves, and let people see how you're operating as a board. Oceano has housed the sewer plant from its inception, and I think it's time that we take this gorilla off the back of Oceano. 30 years, we've housed this plant. I think it's time now that the plant, you know, is, you know, there's still capacity there, but it's an old plant, and we all know that the Coastal Commission gave us 30 years out, but it doesn't mean that we have to stay in that location for 30 years, you know, and I know it's a very expensive, long, lengthy proposal, but I think you should start considering taking this boot off the neck of Oceano. Thank you very much.
Thank you for those comments. Seeing no one else in the audience, I will go ahead and close public comments, bring it back to the board. So, Mr. Gents, is there anything under public comment that you wanted to respond to?
Yeah, the one thing I would like to respond to is the potential risk of USDA funding. You know, the district did take steps in the contract language in the community workforce agreement that would allow us to, if the funds were to become at risk, we would exit the community workforce agreement. And so, therefore, staff doesn't believe that there is any risk to that funding. Because of the CWA, there's no risk to that funding currently. So I just wanted to clarify that to the speaker and to the public.
Can you also clarify how many meetings we discussed that? I believe the first one was the 1st of May, the first meeting of May, but how many meetings did we discuss the PLA?
So the PLA has been discussed at every meeting since the second meeting in April. There's been some version of an update absent this meeting tonight. There's been an item on all of those meetings.
So
I would have to tally, but five?
So that'd be April, 2 in May.
Correct.
1 in June or 2?
We had to do 2 in June.
2 in June, 2 in July. No, 1 in July,
1 in July.
Dark, 2 in August. So that's 8 meetings we discussed that over.
Correct.
So I respectfully disagree that it's shady and we haven't discussed and we haven't gone through it. So I just want to really point out that this is over the course of many months. I'll make some more comments on that during board member communications, because that's the appropriate time to comment.
Very good. So, and I think just to kind of close that circle from my perspective, I think the staff report at, if not the last meeting, one of the previous meetings that we've had did indicate the current ongoing cost to the district for review and for the legal fees and staff consideration as well. So I think that's been documented in staff reports as well. So with that, we'll go ahead and move into our consent agenda, where we do have three items, 5A, 5B, and 5C. Mr. Gent did mention that 5C does need to be recorrected to identify that as 5C versus 5B. Other than that, is there questions of staff on any of the of the items on the consent calendar.
I have two really quick ones.
Very good.
So, Jeremy, on the item, it's about three quarters of the way down for item 5A, the warrants. I just don't know what this is. For Hatch Company, it's $11,000.
SCADA.
Oh, yeah.
Who is that?
So Hawk is an automation and control company. They make all kinds of wastewater monitoring equipment. So, Hawk is a manufacturer, and I think Mr. Jones could elaborate on what that equipment was.
Yeah, it's a new program that we'll be running. It's a numbers program. It helps with the daily collection of daily data, operational numbers, and from that, we'll kind of incorporate it with our current Hawk program. It's kind of an update, and then also a new program called Claros Collect, and it's an operational program.
So it's software.
Yeah, it's software. Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. And then it's funny because I read across Linda Austin $20,000 and didn't realize that my that was
still
earlier.
Worried.
Don't worry, I don't. Yeah. but the electricity bill, does that look high to you? From a monthly, or is it always right around 20,000?
It looks high.
It is something we noted was a little bit high, and we looked into it.
It could be because our centrifuge usage was a little higher than normal, because normally during the summer months we run to our sludge beds, but our operations staff has been running the centrifuge more. We're going to have a meeting about that. That just essentially saying that we should be using our sludge beds a lot more than the centrifuge. Obviously, our energy bill shows that we've been using that a lot more. Just to get that cost down, because yes, we have recognized that that is very high.
What's the typical monthly cost? In my mind, it's like $12,000 or something.
Sixteen.
So that's extra $4,000 in 1 month.
Yeah.
So we're not going to see that in October, right?
We shouldn't see that in October, yes,
okay.
Correct.
All right, thank you. That's my only questions, thank you.
Very good, so is there any other questions?
Can we just make a friendly question that on next month's report that maybe you can report out on that?
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll do.
Very good, I'll go ahead and open this item up to the public, see if there's any member of the public that wants to speak on the consent agenda. Seeing no one come forward, I'll go and close that and bring it back to the board for consideration.
I'll move that we approve minutes, warrants, minutes, and special meeting minutes 5A, 5B, and 5C.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. That takes us into our action items this evening, which item 6A, a resolution of the board designating the district administrator and plant superintendent to be the authorized agents to engage with FEMA and the governor's office of emergency services regarding grants applied for the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. Mr. Gent.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, district administrator. This item that you just read the title of, I won't repeat that, but it's recommended that your board adopt resolution number 2019-409, designating the district administrator and plant superintendent to sign and execute applications and agreements for federal and state disaster relief and emergency assistance, and to direct staff to file Cal OES Form 130 with the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. The item before you this evening is just a standard processing item. It came to the district's attention that John Wallace was still listed and we were out of date with our FEMA contact. And so this item before you this evening is a document that CalEMA and FEMA require, Cal OES requires to give staff the authority to sign documentation for any potential disasters in the future. So as we go through and review our hazard response plans with the different agencies, this came to our attention that we were out of date, and so this item will correct that and allow, if there's a future flood event or any type of closeout documents with Cal OES that we may have to perform, that it would give the appropriate authority to staff to sign those agreements as required.
Just out of curiosity, what would have happened if we hadn't caught that and there was an issue?
In talking to Cal OES, they had indicated that they would have had to take an emergency meeting to to record this and get it to them. What was interesting to me is that it had not been updated since 2004. So and it has to be done every 3 years. They only last for 3 years. So it had lapsed, and the district had even worked on and received FEMA funding after that with the outdated. So I can't really elaborate on all what went wrong. I just want to, you know, correct it and you know, have a working format in the future.
Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions? No, then I'll go ahead and open this up to the public, see if anybody wants to speak on this item. Seeing no one come forward, I'll go ahead and bring it back to the board for consideration.
I'd like to move that we accept staff's recommendation and adopt resolution number 2019-409, designating the district administrator and plant superintendent to sign and execute applications and agreements for federal, state disaster relief and emergency assistance. And direct staff to file Cal OES Form 130 with the Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Let's do a roll call, please.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Chair Lee?
Yes.
Vice Chair Ray Russum?
Yes.
And that is approved. So please file that with OES and FEMA, and hopefully we never have to use it.
Thank you for getting that.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. So that moves us on to our next item, which is District Administrator and Plant Operations Report. Who wants to start?
I'll go ahead and start. So good evening. This is the district administrator's report. Small update on the redundancy project. So as you're aware, we've been working to get our statement of qualifications from our construction management team. We did receive and rank those. We received four proposals, and we have invited the top three firms for interviews during the week of September 6th. They're actually scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, where we will interview the complete teams for construction management, bringing back a contract for your board, and hopefully by the November meeting. Some miscellaneous items, flood control zone 1 and 1A, the AG Creek cleanup, that project is underway. That's a county project. The county is running for the flood control district. Actually, the county staff is the only staff for the flood control district. Dave Cry, the general contractor, is on site, and they're using about an acre of district property in the back lot. The district had issued a temporary permit for right of entry so that they could stockpile material and store equipment during the project. That work is ongoing, so we've had to coordinate some gate opening and closing with their staff. So just to update the board on that, I think it was asked about at the last meeting, so that they are working currently. Additionally, the district has entered into a $12,000 reimbursement agreement with the County Public Works Department to fund the raising of 9 district manholes impacted during the county's upcoming overlay project in Oceano. This is a typical utility adjustment for utilities that are in public right-of-ways, have to respond during these type of maintenance projects where you will adjust your equipment to grade. And one of the options that the county allows is that they will add that to their project through a reimbursement agreement. And so that really allows the district to not have to prepare plans and specifications, and we get to take advantage of the traffic control that's already out on site versus us cutting a separate contract. So substantial savings over trying to do this in-house, and it happens all at once. So our manholes are accessible longer under this option, so we've chose to enter into this agreement. 12,000 is a conservative estimate. It's likely going to be around 9 or 10, but the county was requesting a conservative estimate on those costs. So that's that. So plant tours, we had none in the in this reporting period. And then upcoming items, again, district goals and priorities. I do want to bring that item back to you. And so, there will be a Central Coast Blue memorandum of agreement that as PISMO finished their update yesterday, I believe, we will be coming back to our board with a potential memorandum of agreement that just kind of outlines some general guidelines for each agency and what their participation and role is in moving the project forward in the near term and then to a lesser degree in the long term.
Would that include percentages of funding and all the scenarios they were talking about in that update, or is that a little soon?
So there's definitely a lot of interest in trying to nail the percentages of funding down. That definitely is one of the more challenging things that we would have to even allow the elected officials to potentially weigh in on because of some of the there's a lack of official guidance on how we would form this. So staff would be making recommendations, but we may in fact be looking to the board to weigh in on what percentages, in the case of the district especially, what is our role and whether we have a financial contribution to the project or not.
Excellent.
And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Jones.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. If I could, I just wanted to add to the energy bill for the reason it's so high. So during the summer months, we receive higher flows and higher influent concentrations. And then during those months, we usually see higher numbers as far as like our BOD effluent and TSS effluent. And to counteract that, we turned up our FFR pumps, and those are big 60 horsepower pumps. So when you turn them up, they tend to use a lot of energy. And basically what we do is we raise the recirculation rate. So basically it's a 2-to-1 ratio. So the amount you're pumping is the amount is double the amount recirculating, and that helps further treat the wastewater. So that is part of why our energy bill was a lot higher. And as of today, I've already turned down one pump. So we should see our bill get lower.
Can we compare it next time to this time last year and just kind of double check that?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
I'll try and I'll add that to my plant operations report.
Thank you.
Next month. Just continuing on, our treatment plant continues to run well within permit limits. If you look at the chart there, you see that we have a 0 pounds chlorine usage, and I'm going to count that to a faulty reading. We did have a chlorine residual that day of 6.55 milligrams per liter, and then a fecal coliform of 7.9 that shows that we had disinfection and that we were also dosing chlorine, so I'm just going to account that to a faulty reading. Just continuing on, AutoSys installed our new level sensors in our headworks, so we should hopefully not receive any more call-outs regarding our level in our headworks. Cal Fire Conservation Camp performed the 5-foot cutback around the district premises, and that's just for fire safety around the district property. Let's see, continuing on, there was one call-out as a motion alarm. Operations staff responded and inspected the treatment plant, and there was no signs of entry into any of the plant buildings. And then continuing on with our violation, this is regarding the APCD violation. The Slo County APCD has released and discharged the district from any and all claims for civil penalties arising out of the notice of violation that we received, and that's pertaining to the digester venting and failing to notify the APCD. And with that concludes my report.
Very good. Thank you for that report. Is there any questions of either Mr. Gent or Mr. Jones?
No, I don't. I'm good.
We'll go ahead and open this item up to the public, see if there's any member of the public that wants to speak on this item. Seeing no one come forward, we'll go ahead and receive and file that. Thank you for that. So that takes us into our miscellaneous items. Any miscellaneous items this evening, Mr. Gent?
There are no miscellaneous items to report.
Very good. Thank you. Any board member communications?
I said I was going to address the member of the public and board emeritus, and I just wanted to continue to reiterate that we had many, many meetings, many discussions, and a whole lot of board member comment, especially from this board member who tends to over-explain why I make the decisions I make. And so I really encourage you to go back to the April, May, and June tapes and watch those, where literally I sat here and talked for 10 or 15 minutes to explain what that reasoning is. So I totally get that there are different points of view, and we had a divided board on that, but the reasoning was sound and solid, and if you disagree with it, that's okay, but in terms of whether something was shady or something wasn't being disclosed to the public, that just isn't the case. And so I really do encourage you to go back to those, because whether I'm right or wrong, it certainly was very well explained and documented as to how that how I personally received arrived at the decisions I arrived at. And in terms of a report card, I just respectfully disagree, because we are elected to do the job that we do, and the public has elected us to do that and to make these decisions, and if they don't like them, we're on a two-year cycle, and that their job is to decide whether we're going to continue and whether they like the job we're doing, and the public will do that. And so to take the board's time to do that, I think is a waste of board resources. And in terms of whether the decision that we made was going to be costly to district ratepayers, again, I refer you back to those tapes as to how we got to that decision and how that decision was not as easily quantifiable because we have not gone to bid. So, again, I take great pride and responsibility in explaining how I arrive at the decisions that I arrive at. I know all the board members do, and we all really did really try and explain how we got to how we got, and I respect both my colleagues who've done the same thing. I just tend to be quite verbose when I do that. So I hope that that will help shed light on at least how I got to the decisions that I got to very transparently, very openly, and in public as all those things were done.
Any board communications? Okay. And I didn't have any board communications either, so that'll take us into our closed session. So before we announce the closed session, is there any member of the public that wants to speak on the item before we go into closed session?
Yeah, Mary Lucia Shiano. First of all, I want to thank Karen for her thoughtful comments. I would like you to take in consideration as you go through this evaluation is that I don't want to minimize in any sense of the imagination what our staff went through when they took these positions, particularly legal. Well, equally, it was hard to step into these roles. You know, when I first came on the board of OCSD, the first action I took was to work with the board to get good legal representation onto that board. We had an adoption attorney. And so I can't speak highly enough of Gil and his team that on maneuvering this district through some very, very rough water. Thank you very much. Now I'm at a blank. I can't see. Jeremy. I haven't had a lot of chance to work with Jeremy. I figured, you know, he had a lot of catch-up to do with Gil being obsessive about records. His catch-up was different. And so I applaud you for the speed that you've worked in trying to catch up. It's one thing I would like you to do is maybe review the answering machine at the office. It has some employees on there that have been gone. It's okay. Makes you feel safe.
Actually, Mary, hang on one second. If you could just go back just a second, because I missed the first part of that.
I was just going to ask Jeremy, you know, under administration, if you could just take a look at it, you know, listen to your answering machine and get a chuckle and then change it. I was in the office not too long ago, and I haven't seen your supervisorial skills. You know, I have, you know, in the field and how people mentally feel and stuff. But you're one-on-one, you know, I don't work there, so how would I know? You know, and I don't hang out at the sewer plant like others, you know. So, but there was great difficulty and confusion on trying to get the documents I was trying to get, and I still never did get them, nor communicate what, you know, it just wasn't sinking in. So maybe you could look at that a little bit, and thank you very much.
Thank you for those comments. Is there anyone else who wants to come forward and speak under this item? If not, we'll go ahead and close that and return it to Mr. Trujillo. And if you would announce our closed session, please.
Thank you, Chair Lee. The board will recess to a closed session to discuss public employee performance evaluation pursuant to the applicable provision of the government code, titles, district administrator, and district legal counsel.
Very good. And with that, we will recess into closed session.